Good afternoon. That storm system that brought all the rain yesterday continues to depart off the East Coast today. Behind it, an increasing and gusty northwest breeze is ushering in drier but somewhat cooler air from southern Canada. At the same time, we've returned to at least some sunshine across the region, and this afternoon we'll have a good amount of sunshine in the valleys while some fair weather cumulus clouds will mix in across the higher terrain. In these areas, temperatures will climb into the upper 50s for daytime highs while we'll reach the lower 60s in the valleys. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight. It'll be a bit chilly in the mid to upper 30s. Sunshine on Friday will gradually give way to increasing clouds as we're tracking two disturbances. One off the eastern seaboard will miss us to the south but provide us with some afternoon clouds, and another through the Great Lakes will cause the clouds to thicken during the afternoon. That system off into the Great Lakes will slow down on approach, so I think it will stay dry through the afternoon hours despite mostly cloudy skies. Highs will make it into the lower 60s. That front will touch off some scattered showers on Friday night, then combine with the system off the East Coast to produce mostly cloudy skies and a few scattered showers on Saturday. Not a washout by any means, but you may want to bring an umbrella if you have outdoor plans. On Sunday, for Mother's Day, we'll dry things out. In fact, we'll see a good amount of sunshine during the morning. Some clouds will mix in the afternoon with highs close to 60. The next system will arrive on Sunday night with a good chance of showers, which will linger into Monday with highs in the upper 50s. Back to dry weather for the middle part of next week with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and storms are forecast to continue across the Florida Peninsula as the front, which cleared the rest of the East Coast last night, drops slowly south across the state. Some of these storms may become severe as well, producing hail and strong gusty winds. Behind the front, seasonable to below normal temperatures will spread across much of the eastern United States, with average to below average temperatures continuing through Friday. Meanwhile, a system moving across the mid-Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley is expected to produce showers and thunderstorms across the region, with some potential for strong gusty winds and large hail along its advancing cold front. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 11 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston increasing sunshine and breezy in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high, 89, set in 1930, and the record low, 29, in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:43 a.m., sunset this evening 8:02 p.m., 14 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the 50s, partly cloudy tonight in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s, partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 50s, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sunshine, then increasing clouds, lower 60s, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers on Saturday in the middle to upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds for Mother's Day on Sunday near 60, a chance of showers on Monday in the upper 50s, a mix of sun and clouds upper 50s on Tuesday, and mostly sunny back into the lower 60s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.